Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Happy Tuesday to you. It is PLR, and this is The Cave Show. Hopefully everyone has had a great, terrific weekend. Hope you enjoyed yesterday's show, UFC versus Fantasy Sports. But The Cave Show is back. So let's get right into this. Let's get it going. We are real heavy on basketball today with the NBA playoffs going on. We have some breaking MLB news, which we will drop right after this. The Cave Show brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Listen to this deal. If you get down there, they will take 10% off of any purchase that you have. Any cigar purchase you have, you get 10% off of a wide array of cigars. Now, here's the cool part. You can buy your cigars, you can go home. That's great. Or you can buy your cigars, you can stay there. You can smoke in the main area, or you can go back into the smoker's lounge. And better yet, while you're in that smoker's lounge, you can actually become a member. Get a locker, keep your cigars, keep your lighters, keep your cutters, keep everything you want in there. It backs up to a humidor. So you could buy, you know, 20, 30 sticks, stick them in a humidor. Whenever you come by there, open it up, get it out, enjoy your sticks. This is Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, Chandler Heights at Alma School, and that's in Chandler, Arizona. Okay, let's jump right into this. Like I said, we got some breaking Major League Baseball news that we need to get to, and this is a big one, actually, because the Pittsburgh Pirates, you know, they're looking to do some things this year, and they're looking to make some noise. And their all-star has been busted for PEDs. Sterling Marte will be suspended for 80 games, positive for nandrolone. Now, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm not as in tune with PEDs, but I believe it's pronounced nandrolone, N-A-N-D-R-O-L-O-N-E, and he will miss 80 games, effective immediately. It is said this is his first time testing positive. I'm going to read a direct quote from him. I've been informed that I have tested positive and one of the tests that are regularly done in my job. In this very difficult moment, I apologize to my family, the Pittsburgh Pirates, my teammates, my fans, and baseball in general. Neglect and lack of knowledge have led me to this mistake with the high price to pay for being away from the field that I enjoy and love so much. With much embarrassment and helplessness, I ask for forgiveness for unintentionally disrespecting so many people who have trusted in my work and have supported me so much. I promise to learn the lesson that this ordeal has left me. God bless you. I'm waiting for this, and you guys tell me when I'm going to get this. I'm waiting for the player that says, I got busted, I got caught, I'm sorry, here we go. There's always that one word, unintentionally. And as I was reading that quote, hopefully you noticed that I stopped and said it just like that. Unintentionally. We just saw this in basketball with Joakim Noah being suspended from the New York Knicks for taking PEDs. Unintentionally. Okay, I'm going to tell you my take on this. I do believe that players can accidentally take something. Unintentionally. But I really have a hard time believing. If you don't know what it is, that you don't have the wherewithal to say, I better not take this. I better not take this until I find out what's in it and if it will impact me or affect me. I think you have to do that. You are a professional athlete. This is your job. This is what you do. You know, you absolutely, positively know that your body is your temple. You're an athlete, so you have to know what's going in your body at all times. You have to know that. And if that's something that you miss or something that you're careless with, this is what's going to happen. You're going to get busted. And it's too bad. It is too bad that this happened, but it's not too bad. There are certain things that you have to understand when you're a professional athlete and they're drug testing you. They're drug testing your livelihood. They're drug testing you for your reputation. They're drug testing you for a lot of reasons. One, to keep the game clean. And if you have no idea what's going on in your body, then who does? So basically, that's it. Sterling Marte done till mid-July. And that sucks. That sucks for Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh is really looking after coming off a, you know, somewhat disappointing season. I shouldn't say somewhat. After coming off a disappointing season last year, this isn't the way they want to start the season. You know, Pittsburgh thought they would have a better year last year, and they didn't. Ended up being third in the Central in the National League, 5 games under .500. Excuse me, that's not what Pittsburgh had in mind when last year started. They thought they were a better team than that. This year, you know, they're off to an okay start. 6-7. No one's really running away with that division as of yet. But this is a blow. This is going to be hard to hold together for them. Very hard. The only thing that's working for them, I would say, is no one's off to one of those ridiculous, you know, after 12, 13 games, no one's at that 10-3, 11-2. No one's off to any of those hot starts in the National League. And some teams that you thought would be better than what they are, aren't, and teams that you thought wouldn't be as good as they will be, they are. You know, no one picked the Cincinnati Reds to be in first place. But right now they're playing good baseball. 8-5. Milwaukee, 8-5. The teams that you expected, the Cubs, 1 game under .500. The Cardinals, 5 games under .500. You don't expect that to stay like that. So, like I said, Pittsburgh is going to have their hands full with this one. This one's going to be tough. This one's going to be really tough to swallow and get over, especially since he's suspended until July. This next segment is brought to you by the one and only Taziki's Pita Grill, located on Elliott and Priest. That's in Tempe, Arizona. Listen, let me tell you something. Hands down. Taziki's Pita Grill is the best, absolute best Mediterranean food in this valley. They take their tzatziki sauce, they make it daily. And I know a lot of folks say, what it means is they're not buying this from Costco. They're not buying it in bulk. They're not buying it like a lot of other places do. They're making it fresh daily, which means everything you get there, if they take the time to do that, you know, everything else is made fresh daily. I've been there when they've set up before. They're literally meticulously doing everything fresh daily. Get on down there. Like I said, Elliot and Priest, let them know that PLR from the Cave Show sent you, and they'll take 10% off brunch, lunch, pre-dinner, dinner, late dinner, whatever you have, whatever you buy, 10% off. Let them know that PLR from the Cave Show sent you. And here's the best part. There's a hookah lounge next door called Nara's Hookah Lounge. You can hookah till 2 a.m. And because you're in there, the kitchen is still open at Taziki's Pita Grill. You can still eat 2 a.m. the fabulous food that they have. So get on down there, Taziki's Pita Grill. Elliot and Priest, let them know that PLR sent you. Like I said, today we're going to be really basketball heavy. Well, it's the NBA playoff, so what do you expect? We're going to be playoff heavy for a while now until the football draft is coming up. And we'll have more of that. But tonight on the docket, we have the Bulls Celtics, Bucks Raptors, and Jazz Clippers. We're going to start with the Bucks and the Raptors, and I'm going to go ahead and say this right now. Kyle Lowry has to find a way to score and be effective. No subliminal messages talking about my teammates want me to shoot more, so I'm going to shoot more, I'm going to force shots, yada, yada. No, you have to find a way to be effective. Your team will not win, and they will not advance in the playoffs if you don't play effectively. I don't care if you take six shots, if you hit six shots. But you have to stay on the floor of the game, and you have to be able to shine the brightest when the lights are the brightest. And if you go back to last year, he's just not doing that. Kyle Lowry just isn't doing that. He had a horrific playoffs last year, and he's off to that same start this year. So if he's not going to be a scorer or be an effective and an efficient scorer, he either has to step up his defensive game, or he has to find a way as a point guard to get other people off that normally would not get off. He has to find a way to make sure that Valanciunas gets off, finds a way to make sure Ibaka gets off. If he's not going to do it, it is his job, it is on him as the point guard of this team to make sure the other guys can get off if he can. If he is effective and efficient, Toronto wins this series. No one will come close. They will be fine. They will put the Bucks out in the next four games. It's just that simple. The Greek Freak will move on if the Raptors and Kyle Lowry can't get it going. Now, I'm going to tell you something I would do if I was the Bucks. I put the Greek Freak on him nonstop. I would. I would shut him down that way. I would make it difficult for him to pass. I'd make it difficult for him to shoot. And I would say, DeMar DeRozan, get yours. But because I'm shutting down your point guard, he can't shoot, he can't score, he can't pass. Because I have a freak of nature guarding him, he can't see over the top of him. The arms are long, the passes won't be effective. I'm not saying I do the whole game like that, but I start off the game with that. I take his confidence away from him early if I'm the Bucks. That's the look I give him right off the bat. So we'll see. The one thing about the Toronto Raptors that you have to come and learn, even if they win this series and they move on to the next series, they're going to make it hard on themselves. They never make it easy on themselves to start. They will make it hard on themselves. That's what they do. Speaking of teams that make it hard on themselves, the Clippers. Because the Clippers going to clip. Yep, the Clippers going to clip. I don't know what's up with them. I'm being honest. Rudy Gobert, the rim protector, great defensive center in the NBA, goes out in the first 17 seconds. And the Clippers find a way to lose that game. Down 0-1. Tonight, must win. They're at home. Much like the Raptors, they're at home. You can't go down 0-2 and then go into someone else's building trying to get must wins on every game. So the Clippers have to win tonight. They have to play this game tonight like they're playing in a game 7. Is that important? But see, the Jazz have already, they've already done what they wanted to do. They want to go in there and get a game. Now tonight they need to come out and not be satisfied. They need to come out and say, we're going to get that other game. They can't start the game with, we got the one, so we're good. No. They have to come out tonight with the attitude that they're going to get this game. They're going to be greedy. See, there are times in life where you want to be greedy. This is a time you want to be greedy. They don't want one slice of cake. They don't want one slice of pie. They want that slice of cake. They want that slice of pie. They want some ice cream. They want all of it. Because the Clippers, as tough as we say Chris Paul is, and as tough as we say that Doc Rivers is, This team is mentally weak. And Clippers fan hate it when I say it, but it's the truth. This team is mentally weak. The Dallas Mavericks were all butthurt that they didn't get DeAndre Jordan. They should be the happiest person in the world. The only person that makes him look good consistently on offense is Chris Paul, because he throws him the best alley-oops in the business. DeAndre Jordan is a, I'm just going to say it, he's a liability on offense. He can only do one thing. He scores one way. Putbacks, well, I guess if you want to call this a different way, basically at the basket. Dunks, putbacks, and very short to the close to the rim shots. That's all he can do. His free throws go 13 feet. And that would be perfect if the rim was 13 feet away from the free throw line. 15. Blake Griffin, game one, looked great. Quarter one, quarter two, quarter three. I'm going to say that again for you. Blake Griffin looked great. Quarter one, quarter two, quarter three. And that would be great if NBA games were three quarters. NBA games are four quarters. Four quarters. And you have to put him on a milk carton for the fourth quarter. As usual, disappeared. APB. You know what you're getting. J.J. Redick is a nice player. Jamal Crawford is a nice player, even though he's 36, 37, somewhere in that ballpark. But their lack of having scoring from the two and the three is catching up with them again. It really is. Because you know you have Blake through three quarters. You know Chris Paul is going to be clutch when it comes to the fourth quarter. Who else? What other scoring threat do they have? Who else are they going to go to when Blake Griffin disappears in the fourth quarter? Who can they go to and say, I know, other than Chris Paul, I can get a bucket? Who's that go-to person? There isn't. See, not only do the Jazz have other guys that can score, they have probably one of the most clutch players in the NBA, and you have to give it up to management to go out and get him. They have ISO Joe Johnson. I know Joe Johnson's about 47, but ISO Joe still has it. You can still put the ball in his hand at the end of games and know something good is going to happen more often than not. Do the Clippers really have that? I mean, let's say the Jazz run a play for Gordon Hayward. Say the Jazz run a play for ISO Joe. They have two guys right there. They got another solid veteran in George Hill, starting point guard. George Hill, what did he do? Yeah, a lot of people remember him from the Indiana Pacers. They forget that he played for the San Antonio Spurs and yet won a title there. And if you don't think he has, you know, the you know what, to play in big games, you can't be in the NBA and not know how to play in big games if you once played for Popovich. Coach Pop has everyone that's played for him set for big games, for a big moment. They don't get overwhelmed. And you can't tell me the psyche of the Clippers sometimes is, oh, no, here we go again, because guess what? Oh, no, here we go again. I was just having a discussion with someone yesterday. Listen, let's say the Clippers find a way, and I picked the Jazz to win the series. So let me put myself on record. I picked the Jazz to win the series. But let's say the Clippers find a way, win the series, and they should without Gobert playing for the Jazz. They should. When I made that pick, everyone was full strength, but they should eliminate the Jazz if Gobert isn't playing. And there's no timetable right now for his return. But let's say the Clippers find a way and they do it. What's waiting for the Clippers? Oh, the Golden State Warriors. I mean, Golden State's beat them, what, 48 times in a row? 39 times in a row? They can do nothing with the Golden State Warriors. They are a matchup nightmare for the Golden State Warriors. Let's say they get that far. Zaza Pachulia, he's a pest. He's a he gets on your nerves. So he's going to push DeAndre Jordan all around. Then when they go to the bench, they come with JaVale McGee, who's playing well. People can make jokes all they want. JaVale McGee is playing well. They should get the credit for playing well. Now you're going to match Draymond up against Blake Griffin, who's going to guard KD. Here's the best question. You have Steph Curry and you have Klay Thompson against Chris Paul and J.J. Redick. Where do you hide J.J. Redick? Do you put him on Steph Curry, knowing he can't defend him? Do you put him on a bigger Klay Thompson and let Klay Thompson shoot over him like he's a chair? What do you do? That matchup nightmare for him. That wouldn't even be close. So I have the Jazz beating the Clippers tonight. I do. I'm going out there. I think the Jazz are going to get them tonight, and hopefully they get them quick and early so Clipper fans don't get their hopes up, only to be dashed in the next round. Also tonight, we have the Bulls and the Celtics. I think the Bulls, the Celtics will probably win this one, but I still think the Bulls win this series 4-2. There is this old boxing saying that styles make fights. This is a style issue for the Boston Celtics. They've had a phenomenal year. 53 wins, number one in the East. But let's not fool ourselves. They're number one in the East because LeBron and the fellas decided to rest the season out. Otherwise, they would not have that number one seed. I'm going to tell you how this game changed. And first off, big-time condolences to Isaiah Thomas for what he's going through. And it's kind of hard to separate, life, emotion versus basketball. So as I say this, with a heavy heart for him. As I speak X's and O's, kudos for him for even playing with the heart that heavy and trying to keep his mind fresh. Kudos to his teammates who look like they're really rallying behind him. There's a play in the game on Sunday that I want to touch on, though. There was a two plays back-to-back where I think really turned the game for the Bulls. There was a play where a shot was missed by Grant. Marcus Smart tried to secure the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. The inbound play goes into Grant. A curl coming from baseline under the rim for Jimmy Butler. Lopez gets a really nice screen, more like a interference screen, not really something hard, just enough so Jimmy Butler can drain a fadeaway elbow jumper. Pulls up by one or two at that point. They come back down, and the Bulls take the ball they force Isaiah Thomas to give the ball up. Swings over to Avery Bradley. He tries to get the ball back to Isaiah Thomas, but Jimmy Butler is overplaying him and denying the pass. You look up, there's 12 seconds on the clock. Isaiah Thomas still doesn't have the ball because Jimmy Butler is denying him. Long story short, they finally work it to him. Jimmy Butler is playing defense on him at the three-point line, so he's taking a three-point line away from him. Mind you, Isaiah Thomas is listed at 5'9". Isaiah Thomas is really 5'7". He's listed at 5'9". Jimmy Butler's 6'6", 6'7". And he's on his shooting hand on the arc. So there's nothing there. Isaiah Thomas has a quick up, cuts to the basket. Jimmy Butler is trailing. And when he gets into the lane, Robin Lopez realizes it, peels off. Isaiah goes in the air, kicks the ball out to, Avery Bradley. Shot clock expires. See, there's too many people that had an opportunity to take shots. Drake Crowder touched the ball, could do nothing. Bradley touched the ball because they're all looking. It's fourth quarter. What does Isaiah Thomas do? Tap their wrist, let you know it's his time. But he can't do anything because Jimmy Butler's there. Bulls come back, hit a three. Now they're up. Now they're in control. This is why the Bulls are going to win this series. Not only do they have a Jimmy Butler, but they have a Dwayne Wade who's played in playoffs, it feels like, his entire career. And Dwayne Wade is back, even though he should give up trying to duck at his age all the time. But they have guys that are playoff ready. Brooke Lopez, playoff experience. Dwayne Wade, playoff experience. Jimmy Butler, playoff experience. Rajon Rondo, playoff experience. Won a title for Boston. So it's going to be tough. This is not a good matchup for the Celtics. So I look for the Bulls to take this in six. A couple other quick things I want to get to because time is going so fast, oh so fast. Indiana had their best shot at winning a game in game one, and they blew it. Cleveland's not going to lose there. Indiana can't put up enough points. They can't put up enough points to deal with Cleveland. We know Cleveland doesn't play the best defense, but they can't do anything about – let me rephrase that. They, the Pacers can't do anything about that. Look, when you have LeBron, Kevin Love, and Kyrie all going off, you're done. Indiana, you don't have enough scoring. Paul George will get his, but no one else is going to score like that. Paul George calling out teammates. Telling Lance Stevenson he needs to be more professional. Telling CJ Miles after game one he shouldn't be shooting. Look, guys, let me say this. Let's just be honest. Paul George has 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out the door. Once we find out if he's third team, first, second, or third team All-NBA, we'll determine whether or not he's going to be back. So he's half in, half out. And I don't mean that in a bad way towards him, but he doesn't even know what his future is. He's playing with guys that can't play up to his level, and he's frustrated. San Antonio is taken into Memphis. David Fizdale is going to be a lot cheaper a little bit later today, criticizing the officials. I think San Antonio shot 78 free throws to 2 for Memphis. Yes, I'm exaggerating, but big discrepancy. Frustrating, he said it, but listen, they could call one foul on San Antonio. San Antonio is going to beat Memphis. They just have too much. They just have too much. And with Memphis not having Tony Allen to help slow down Kawhi Leonard, it's just not enough for him. Last thing before we start to get out of here, the Knicks need to find Porzingis. Yes, I said it. He's a second-year player. He had an exit interview. He blew that exit interview off. He put up pictures on Instagram. Phil Jackson and Jeff Hornacek right now have no control of this team. He should be fine. He is a second-year player. He doesn't have time to make points right now. He needs to be fined, and he needs to be fined very heavily. Phil has to set the tone. Jeff Hornacek has to set the tone. You can't have a second-year player saying, I'm frustrated, I'm not showing up to X interviews. No, 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 no. Lay the hammer down now, and you won't have issues later. Well, that's a wrap. Goes fast, goes real fast. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, though, again, basketball heavy, but that's for a reason. 1 o'clock, it's courtside with PLR. So we'll be very heavy, heavy basketball because why? It's a basketball show. So how can you get a hold of us? Get us at The Sports Cave. At The Sports Cave. Cave is always with the K on Instagram, Twitter, and our Facebook fan page. You can also get us at thesportscave.com. where there's a lot of articles, a lot of good stuff going on. And then, of course, you can get me directly on Twitter at PLR on Sports. Hey, folks, I really appreciate you guys joining today. Cave Show is where it's at because of you guys. So until next time, until tomorrow, 1 p.m., same time, this network to get all the Sports Cave shows. This is PLR. This is the Cave Show. Thank you, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day. I am a marching band. I am the people. Oh, I am a helping hand. I am a hero. If anybody